How about things in golf? It's a big weekend in golf. The first major of a weird 2020 season where everything got flipped around and moved and shifted. We're finally at a major week as we welcome you back to the program and go down the Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar guest hotline. Welcome in our golf guru on a Wednesday. He is the director of instruction over at Golf Future YYC. He is Todd Halpin. Todd, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Will. I'm doing great, thanks. It's another beautiful day in paradise here at the Golf Future Center. Our massive putting green is taking shape.
Nice.
Very exciting. Yeah.
You're urging that grass to grow. I love it.
Yeah.
As Come long on, as grass. Do. Let's give Todd a new dance floor. I love it.
Yeah. It's going to be great.
Before we get going, we missed you last week. We chatted with your pal, Aaron Crawford. Just take me through what it's been like to watch his story. And, of course, he's back now in Calgary quarantining and getting ready for the Canada Series. But pretty awesome to see Aaron Crawford make his PGA Tour debut.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, I feel like half the time he's coaching me, he's obviously an incredible golfer and, you know, really confident. He knows that there's no backup plan. He's only had this as his goal from day one. You know, he didn't go to university. He turned pro right away, and that's been what he's doing. So, you know, being able to coach someone with that kind of drive and that kind of focus is certainly challenging in a lot of ways, but also very exciting. It's really cool that, you know, I'm almost more of a sounding board for his thoughts and his ideas. And, you know, I'm almost feeling that I bet you 80% of the time I'm just looking to challenge him on his plan. And, you know, just to make sure that his mental game is, you know, airtight and his physical and technical game is airtight as well. So, yeah, we don't work a lot on the technical side of things. It's mostly just mental game, which is, you know, a very vast thing, as you can imagine. But, you know, it goes right down to like the coaching of in the moment. What's he doing in his routine? How is he coming to his decisions? Is there an emotional component to that? Maybe even not on the surface. Like not on the surface, he doesn't even realize he's choosing shots to be a little bit more conservative or whatever it might be. And then all the way to the other side of things, which is thinking about like the 5-year plan, you know, trying to make decisions lifestyle wise to accommodate for, you know, the opportunities that he's getting, right? Like to go caddy for Martin Trainer for 6 weeks, like that, you need to put yourself in position where you're not just going to be able to do that. You have to do that very well. So, I mean, there's a reason that he caddies on the PGA Tour. He's good enough to think and comfortable enough to be out there with those guys that he can hang. So, I mean, some of the stories that we've had about, you know, all of his experiences behind the ropes that he probably wouldn't share on the radio. It's just so incredible, man. It's so surreal, and you just can't pay for that kind of experience. It doesn't matter how many mini tour events you play in. It's just not going to replace, you know, shooting the breeze with top 20 in the world guys at lunchtime. Like, it just doesn't, you can't do that without being behind the ropes. So, yeah, it was awesome to see him finally get behind the ropes to play, and what a spectacular opening round. You know, to shoot 69 in your PGA Tour debut is pretty bonkers, to be honest. And then a little bit of a struggle on the second day with a 74, but I mean, I feel like I would have shot 92 on that golf course. So, I thought it was a pretty spectacular week for him, and something he'll never forget.
Yeah, he had some really nice things to say about you too, which I thought was very weird, but it's all good. It's all good. Someone likes you, Todd. So
he was grateful for the airtime. So, you know, he had to plug me a little bit, right?
That's right. That's right. Shifting gears in a second, but first, you were also busy, I understand, at the Alberta Open?
Yeah, played the Alberta Open. Scores weren't very good. It was pretty reflective of how hard we've been working here in the golf industry. The PGA professionals did fairly well, all in all. Like Wes Heffernan, Riley Fleming, Scott Stiles, those guys all finished top 20. But, man, some of the young players that we have in our province, including the winner, recent pro AJ Armstrong, like pretty incredible golf, man. Like even if I hit every shot pretty perfect, I don't think I would have been able to contend there. The golf course played so difficult, and the decision-making on the tee shots and the approach shots was, you know, you had to do it. You had to do the work. You had to go through the yardage books. You had to figure out everything. You couldn't just go out like it was a men's night and rely on talent like some of us at the, you know, PGA of Alberta do when we just have our tournaments. Like, we're not going out there and charting maps or anything like that. We're taking our day off and going to play at Leduc, or we're taking a two-day PGA championship to Riverbend, something like that, where, you know, we're just going out there and having fun. These guys were playing real tournament golf. It was great to see. Scores were incredible, and really, you know, happy with where golf is in our province.
That's outstanding stuff, man. And congrats to you on actually just, you know, going out and playing, because I know it's been tough for you to get out and get out there. So awesome that you were able to compete this year at the Alberta Open. Let's shift gears and go to the PGA Tour. It is a major week, which is pretty awesome. And the PGA Championship will go beginning tomorrow. And before we focus in on the PGA Championship, let's talk Justin Thomas, because this guy is a bona fide superstar, as I called him yesterday, and that's accurate. He regained number one in the world. And I did not know this stat until you threw it in your notes today, but he's won 9 times since his buddy Jordan Spieth won at the WGC. So, I mean, this is certainly something that you look at. And I know, and we talked in the past about Jordan Spieth, Todd, but it felt like forever he was going to be that next guy. And you're wondering, okay, Jordan Spieth is going to be the next Tiger. He's going to be competing at every major. And he had that ridiculous, 18-month run where he was winning everything. But since then, he's kind of fallen off and JT has soared. I mean, why is Justin Thomas such a good golfer, and what makes him a contender every week?
Well, distance is a major factor. Spieth just doesn't quite hit it far enough. So he's got to make every putt. And he's just got to get that many more breaks every single week. And sometimes those breaks are just, you can't even predict them. It's just where the ball lands on the green, if it catches a slope this way or that way. And, you know, Spieth isn't playing terrible golf. He's still on the PGA Tour making cuts. So it's not like he's fallen off. But to win tournaments, you have to be beating everybody else. So you have to hit it just as far as them. So Justin Thomas has that covered. Even look back at some of the tournaments that Justin Thomas let slide, even a couple of weeks ago. Morikawa beat him. Probably shouldn't have happened. You know, you think back even a couple more times in the last 2 or 3 years, Justin Thomas could have had a victory. But, yeah, pretty impressive. He's going back to world number one. And, you know, I've heard some thoughts about he wouldn't be able to kind of carry that form into the PGA Championship this week. But I'm just not convinced. I think that the – you know, the winner's hangover, so to speak, isn't really going to be the same with this new lifestyle out there. There's no one there. There's no one there to party with, essentially, on Sunday night. They're just going back to their hotel room, moving on to the next tournament, and there you go. They're in San Francisco right now, gearing up for a major. So I'm excited for this week. I think PPC Harding Park is an incredible venue, and it's going to be even more incredible with no fans there. You're just going to be able to see this pristine golf environment and these massive cypress trees, like exactly how you'd play it if you went there. It is a municipal golf course. And I was lucky enough in 2007 to play the Pacific Coast Am at the Olympic Club, which is just across the lake. So we were looking at that golf course every day from our golf course. It is a very similar track. And honestly, it's the best course I've ever played in my life. And I mean, Olympic Club, not TPC Harding Park, but the trees there, just the way the fog rolls in off the Pacific Ocean, the chilly breeze in the morning, it's just going to be so magical. I'm really excited for it. I'm hoping that there's going to be just that much more coverage this year with all the extra cameras out there and no fans. So the big guys are here, man. Rory, Tiger, everyone's ready to go. It's going to be incredible.
Yeah, and just one more on JT. You threw the stat in there. He's won 13 times now on tour, and he's the third youngest player to win 13 times since 1960 behind Tiger and Jack Nicklaus. So that's ridiculous company when you're talking about how quickly the rise has been for Justin Thomas and where he's at in his career. And what do you know, just like his buddy Tiger, he's going to be on the cover of a video game by the end of this month too. So no question that Justin Thomas is killing it. On Tiger, you're feeling some good Tiger vibes right now. I personally don't. I don't think he plays enough to compete. But again, it's Tiger Woods, and all he needs to do is put it together for 4 days, and he can win any golf tournament he wants. So why the confidence this week in Tiger?
Yeah, and I mean, I feel like I understand both sides of it. It is going to be chilly out there. The rough is insanely long. The course is going to be playing 7,500 yards. I just think Tiger has so many good memories in California. There's just been so many times where he's in that area where he's used to, and he does very well. You know, his last two performances at this golf course, he was top 20 in both. So, you know, Tiger just has a knack for, you know, disproving us. But I mean, he also has a knack for just missing the cut, you know, when we kind of think, hey, this golf course doesn't really fit his game. Maybe he's, like you said, underprepared. He's only played four rounds in 170 days. That's not a lot, but we got to remember who we're talking about here. You know, this is the best player of all time. And, you know, if he has it in his mind to really embrace the challenge of hitting some longer iron shots into these greens, he is still the best iron player, I think, in the world. So, you know, if he has the right mindset, and it sure seems like he does this week, you know, who are we to not throw a few ducats down on the big cat this week? So, yeah, I don't know, man. It's just going to kind of depend on how he hits that tee shot in the first, I'd say, like nine holes or so. If he's three over through nine and he's playing with Rory and Justin Thomas and they're just absolutely dusting him, you know, it may change pretty quickly how I think about Tiger this week.
You're playing with fire every time you bet against Tiger. There's no question about it. But I just those numbers you rattle off, about four rounds in 170 days. I can't see it, but it'll be fun nonetheless to have his name on the leaderboard at some point on the weekend. And it might be two or three pages in the leaderboard, but nonetheless, cool to see he's out there. Now you do have a sneaky pick, the Englishman you're looking at.
Yeah, I feel like Justin Rose has been kind of slacking of late. He hasn't really been playing all that well. And Tommy Fleetwood is another guy that comes to mind, actually. But those guys are used to playing in that heavy air, coastal kind of breezes where, you know, the ball kind of gets batted down a little bit more. Or you really have to trust that this, you know, hammered five iron is only going to fly 192 yards instead of the normal 228 or something like that. So I think those guys are fairly prepared for this this challenge. And, you know, Justin Rose, I feel like he's got to have some resurgence at some point. I feel like this golf course does set up for him quite well. So wouldn't be surprised to see him contending there on Sunday.
And then before we let you go, just a thought on the Canadians at the PGA Championship. I know it was awesome, a historic moment to have four of them. At the WGC, the weekend didn't go the way that the Canadians had wanted. But what are you eyeing when it comes to the Canucks this weekend at the PGA Championship?
Well, I know they're certainly going to be tired from watching all the hockey, but maybe that fires the boys up a little bit. I know they're all hockey fans. Believe all their teams are still in the playoffs. And so, you know, they're going to be getting those text message updates. They're going to be watching the scoreboard for the Toronto game or what have you, like Thursday afternoon. I don't know the NHL schedule because who can keep up with that? But, you know, they're going to be fired up to have hockey back. They're going to be fired up to be playing in a major. And as far as picking which guy, honestly, their stats are so similar across the board. They hit it very similar. They play a very poised game, very smart, you know, nothing too flashy. I personally think that Mac Hughes has been playing a little bit better of late. I feel like Hadwin has maybe, you know, tripped up a little bit in the last month or two. But you never know. I'm hoping all those guys can play well enough to make the cut. And those, you know, I know Nick Taylor and Adam Hadwin are definitely used to playing that coastal golf in Vancouver. So they'll be comfortable. Hockey's on. So hopefully our boys make the cut, play well.
You mentioned it. You can't keep up. Have you been watching hockey, Todd? Do you have it on at the shop?
Yeah, it's been going nonstop. I've been listening on the radio lots. Good to hear Will Z back. And Lubo, can't get enough Lubo right now. I bet he's fired up. He's probably not even sleeping. I don't even know how he would even.
Not a chance that guy's got any shut-eye.
No, he's just going nonstop. So it's nice to have semblance of normalcy going. And, yeah, hockey in August. Who would have thought? But, yeah, I raced out from work last night, last minute of a lesson to go catch the second and third of the Flames game. And it was nice to see our boys bounce back a little bit. And yeah, hopefully, like you guys said earlier, they just put the pedal down on Thursday and don't let the Jets have a game five.
That's right. We didn't have it on this week's edition. Todd, I was thinking about it yesterday. I should have texted you. It was my bad. But we got to bring back your tip of the week. I think that was something the listeners had liked. So I will not put you on the spot for one today. And we're also running out of time, but we will bring that back next week. Is that a deal?
Deal. You got it.